This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. All right, guys. So today I'm going to share with you five of the things that I learned in my entrepreneurial journey that I hope can help you skip a few headaches, maybe even dodge a couple of painful lessons that I had to learn personally. Because here's the thing, when you're in the trenches, when you're building something from the ground up, you pick up a few key lessons along the way, and it's usually done the hard way. And if you're smart, you take those lessons to heart. But if you're really smart, you learn from somebody who's already been through it themselves. Now, I'm no stranger to the highs and the lows and really everything else in between when it comes to building a business. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna give it to you straight, because these lessons didn't come cheap. And I'd rather that you didn't have to pay the same price that I did. So let's get into it. First lesson that I want to share with you here today, and this is most important, you need to build an audience, okay? Not just a funnel. A lot of people will tell you that a fancy funnel is the secret to success, that it's, you know, if you just perfect the funnel, you're going to be golden. But let me tell you something, they're missing the point. Funnels are transactional. Audiences are relational. And you can have funnels that build audiences. But here's what I mean. Funnels will get you a sale, but an audience, well, an audience will have your back. An audience is loyal. It trusts you. It keeps coming back to you. When you build a real connection with people, not only do they buy from you once, well, they stick with you. They share your stuff. They advocate for you. And in business, that kind of loyalty is priceless. It's what keeps you afloat in the tough times. It's the reason that you'll never have to wonder where your next client is coming from. So take this advice to heart. If you're putting all your effort into perfecting a funnel and you're skipping over the relationship part, I gotta tell you, you're leaving a lot of potential on the table, leaving a lot of money on the table. So forget about trying to make a quick buck. Focus on showing up. Be the person that adds value consistently. That's what an audience responds to. Once you've got that, you will never go broke. Now, lesson number two. Done is better than perfect. You've probably heard this before. But let's break it down, because I had to learn this the hard way. So here's the deal. Perfectionism is just procrastination dressed up in a nice suit. It's the voice in your head that tells you don't put it out there until it's flawless. But guess what? It's never going to be flawless. It's never going to be perfect. And if you're waiting for perfect, you're never going to get it done. So you have to recognize these things. These are the hangups that cause so many people difficulty. You gain clarity in the doing. Think about it like learning how to swim. You're not going to figure it out by sitting on the edge of the pool. You got to get in the water, maybe even swallow a bit of it. That's how you get a feel for it. And the same goes for business. The more you do, the clearer things get. You start seeing what works. And more importantly, you start seeing what doesn't. And that's when you pivot. But you need that information. Now, the best entrepreneurs out there, they aren't the ones who had it all figured out from the start. They're the ones who were brave enough to start messy, to refine things along the way, and to keep pushing forward despite the imperfections. So if you're stuck in the planning phase and you're sitting there waiting to nail it all down before you launch, stop waiting, start moving. You will get better as you go, I promise. Now, lesson number three. Smart people learn from their own mistakes. The smartest people learn from other people's mistakes. Now, this took me a lot of time to figure out. I was the type of person who was very hard-headed, thought I had to do everything myself, didn't ever want to reach out for any help. And at a certain point in my entrepreneurial path, I realized that's a stupid mistake to make. And so I used to think that I had to do it all myself. I had to make my own mistakes if I really wanted to earn my stripes. But let's be real here. It's just inefficient. Why spend years bumping around in the dark making the same mistakes that 100 other people have done before you? It makes no sense. And that was such a powerful lesson that I had to learn. You could just learn from somebody else and avoid the potholes that they had to deal with. The pitfalls, the roadblocks. I mean, think of it like this. Every mistake that somebody else makes, every setback that they face or hit, that's free data for you. It's a blueprint of what not to do. And if you're serious about growing, you need to take that information and apply it. So seek out other people who have walked the path. Study their failures. Let those insights shape your next move. And hey, speaking of not wasting time, if you're serious about learning from others, well, I've got an offer for you. I'm opening up a few spots for a free 30-minute call where we'll break down everything that's holding you back. Map out the fastest path forward for you and your business. No fluff, just practical steps that you can start applying right away. If you're interested, DM me and we'll book a spot. Don't wait, spots are limited, but that's the offer. Now, listen, lesson number four, this is important. Find the balance between humility and confidence. It's a tricky one, but it's crucial. When I started, I had confidence. I mean, I believed in what I was doing. But here's the thing. Confidence without humility is dangerous. It makes you resistant to feedback. It keeps you from learning. Worst of all, it makes you think that you're too big to fail or too good to fail. And so, on the flip side of this, too much humility is not a good thing without confidence. It just becomes insecurity. It makes you second guess every decision. It keeps you playing small and it stops you from taking risks. You've got to find the balance between these two things because humility keeps you grounded. It keeps you in learning mode. It lets you look at feedback, even criticism, and use it to fuel your improvements. Confidence keeps you moving forward, trusting yourself, and the value that you actually bring to the table. But together, they create resilience. And that's the sweet spot that makes you adaptable yet unshakable. So next time you're feeling too sure of yourself, take a step back. Ask yourself, what can I still learn from this? And when you're feeling uncertain, remind yourself of the value that you bring. Let that confidence push you through. And finally, the fifth lesson I want to share with you here today. Your mindset is your most powerful tool, but it is your biggest obstacle. You need to recognize that because look, at the end of the day, every action that you take, every goal you set, every single success or failure, it all starts in your head. Your mindset shapes your reality. So if you're not actively working on it, well, guess what? You're working against yourself. And the biggest blocks that I see are fear of failure, fear of judgment, and self-doubt. They hold people back more than any external challenge ever could. But here's the good news. Your mindset is completely within your control. With consistent effort, focused attention, you can change the way that you actually think, the way that you see challenges, the way that you respond to setbacks. And so you need to start by recognizing the limiting beliefs that come up, the voices that say, you can't do this, you're not good enough. Catch them, question them, replace them with thoughts that align with where you actually want to go. Don't drown yourself in this negativity. Surround yourself with people who challenge you to be better, who help you to think bigger, who believe in what you're doing and what you're building. And if you're ready to take action to push past those blocks, then you already have what it takes to succeed. Because success isn't some magical formula like people make it out to be. It's just a frame of mind plus the grit to keep going. So if you're ready to take these lessons to heart, to start seeing real change in your business, here's your chance. Book that free 30-minute call and let's get practical about this. Let's map out a game plan that actually works for you and for your business based on what you need right now. But don't wait, spaces are limited. This is your chance to turn these insights into action. And remember this, greatness is your obligation. Success won't ever happen without your participation. This life isn't a warm-up, it's the only one you got. So take action this instant because today might be your only shot.
Thanks for listening, and if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com, and two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.